Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen. We've been talking about you realizing that it's already on the buffet. It's already on the buffet. One of the hardest things to reckon with ourselves is that we've been sitting here with an empty plate and there's literally a buffet with all things possible. And the job that we have is just releasing our resistance to allowing ourselves to have it. And that doesn't sometimes make any sense. We're like, no, I definitely want to have it. And it's like, right, but you only will get a reflection. And so if you're projecting this feeling of being inadequate and feeling undeserving, then you'll just keep pushing it further and further away. But when you come back to who you are, to source, to who you really are, you will be projecting a reflection that is just wholeness. And as soon as you're in wholeness, all these beautiful things, they just drop in and they just reveal themselves. They were always already there. It's all already there. And so we want you to play with, what is this vision that you'd love? Just as I'm picking up this glass of water, what would you like to pick up off the buffet? Would you like to pick up 3 amazing friends who get you, who you can really see, who really see you and you can take trips with them? Would you like to pick up a really beautiful home that has a garden in the backyard so that you can get your hands in there and find a place to dwell, to pray, to meditate, because it feels so good, that vision? Would you like to have a baby? Would you like to be able to give and love a little soul, right? What would you like to pick up off the buffet? Would you like to have a little pied-à-terre, a little place in the south of France and smell the jasmine and the ivy that's crawling all over the fences and take walks and be, you know, on a bicycle with a little baguette in your basket? Whatever you want, right? We want you to really allow yourself to see it clearer and clearer and enjoy it. And at the same time, know that the strategy is feeling what that girl on the bicycle feels. Like if you were that girl in the south of France with the bicycle, with the baguette in her basket, how does she feel? Because the reason you want to live in the south of France, if that indeed was your vision, is because you want to feel like that girl. It's not really because you need some bread, and it's not really because you need jasmine and you need to look at jasmine. It's because it's the feeling of driving down these little cobblestone roads. So what's that feeling? What's that feeling you want to feel? Is it a feeling of freedom? Is it a feeling of being in your truth? Is it a feeling of surrendering all these things you feel like you have to do that you don't want to do anymore? Because now you can just live on your own terms. Because the key then, the skeleton key to then showing up and being like, oh my God, out of nowhere, I'm like living in the south of France. It's like the key to that is feeling the vibrational equivalency. And so what is that? And then you ask yourself, well, why don't I feel that? And that's really beautiful, beautiful work, right? Oh, I don't feel that because I feel like I'm not allowed to. Like in my family, I have to hold my mom's pain and I keep holding it and I feel like I have to fix it. It's like, well, that's going to take you down, right? Or maybe you just take the clay and hand it back to God and say, you got my mom and I know you got it. And I know she has choice. I don't have to hold it. Whatever it is, you're going to find it. You're going to see it clearer and clearer. But let's start with, what are the feelings, right? If you want to be someone like Rachel Platten, because you want to be touring and you want to sing fight song and you want to tour with Taylor Swift, let's say, I mean, it's pretty cool if she gets to do that. Why? What do you think that would feel like? Because that's what you're after. All we want is a better feeling. We are vibrational beings. We consume vibration. I mean, you could be in the most beautiful hotel in the world having a fight with your boyfriend and go, I want to go home. It's not the hotel. It's not the room service. It's how you feel. And so why you wanted to go to the hotel is because you were thinking and hoping that you guys would be even more connected. But you could have been unpacking a storage facility one day and been more connected than you were in this beautiful hotel. You could have been laughing and talking and for whatever reason, eating Subway sandwiches on the floor with like dirty clothes. And for some reason, felt more connected that day. Because it's all about the feeling and you'd rather be in the feeling than anything else. But when you have a way to be a master of your vibration, you're just going to have so much show up in your 3D. You're going to be like, oh, this is really cool. This is like Mary Poppins. It really is a reflection. It just works very quickly. So how does she feel? If you had to think about this girl you want to be living in Tuscany, someone said teaching artist retreats, feel, what are some of the words you would use to describe? Does she feel grounded, flowing, beautiful, at ease, amazing, appreciative, energetic, conscious, loving, magical, passionate, playful, peaceful, relaxed, reliable, relieved, giving, safe, confident, connected, content, courteous, graceful, happy, warm, heavenly, heartfelt? How does it feel? How does that girl feel? And then what are the qualities? What are the qualities that she has that you admire? Is she satisfied? Is she sincere? Is she spontaneous? Is she, what is she? So that's your blueprint. That's your job. That's it. It's like the more you step into that suit, you zip up that suit onto yourself every day, the satisfied, genuine, oh my God, the places you'll go, the people you'll meet. Oh my goodness. Right? Like, do you think in 2014 and 15, when I was like blasting fight song, do you think I could have wrote down, okay, one day I'll meet Rachel Platten and this is the how, this is how we're going to be friends. I'm going to show up at this. Like, I didn't even think about that. I just knew. I didn't even think honestly, like one day I'd be friends with her. I just remember I did really feel connected to that song. And then eventually she sent me a note that she was listening to my podcast. And I was just like, oh, that's so cool. And we sort of met, you know, we met in the wave, we met in the frequency, in the vibration, right? Through sound waves, literally. And then we became friends. I don't become friends with everyone who comes to my podcast. I like them, but certain people were just sort of a match. And what does it every time is just the feeling, you know? So what do you feel like you don't want to keep doing? What feelings do you not want to keep playing? What thoughts do you not want to keep playing? What's happening in your life, either a little bit every day or a lot every day, that you're like, this is exhausting? Because your mind, it's got a whole roller coaster in there. It's like multiple circuses going on. And if you just let it decide for you and take you on these like rides every day, you're going to be depleted. Right? Which is why you don't want to be in that circus. That's the unconscious. You want to be conscious. You want to be connected. And now you're powerful. I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller, because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.